In New York today, investment banker Frank Quattrone was sentenced to 18 months in prison for obstructing a federal investigation. Quattrone made hundreds of millions of dollars during the Internet boom, taking companies such as Cisco Systems and Amazon.com through the IPO process. Joining us now is NPR's Jim Zaroli, who's just come from the courthouse. Jim, this isn't the sentence that prosecutors were looking for. What did the judge have to say?
Well, it is a pretty stiff sentence. The probation board had recommended that Quattrone receive 10 months and that he be able to serve 5 of that at home. The judge clearly thought that wasn't enough. I would say on the whole, he did not appear to be very sympathetic to Quattrone today. Quattrone's lawyers tried to say that Quattrone's daughter has a serious health problem and that he needs to be around her, so he should get a lighter sentence. The judge said he's sorry for the daughter, but this is a family with millions of dollars in assets, so they're not without resources. By the way, he also imposed the maximum fine of $30,000 for each of the counts, or $90,000 altogether.
As we've said, Quattrone managed some of the biggest initial public offerings of the era. What was it that investigators were looking into when he sent a memo telling employees to clean up their files, a memo that was central to this case?
Yeah, the federal grand jury was investigating the way investment banks like Quattrone's employer, Credit Suisse First Boston, handed out shares of initial public offering stock. As you probably know, this is very lucrative, very desirable stock. The government said that Quattrone knew about the investigation and that he wrote this email to his staff telling them, you know, clean up their files. Quattrone says he didn't intend to do anything criminal. He was simply dashing off a reminder to his staff, to people, telling them to follow the firm's policies about document retention. The jury didn't buy that, and they convicted him.
Now, Quattrone's first trial ended in a hung jury. He was then retried and convicted. Is his legal team ready to stand down, or is there an appeal underway?
Oh, most definitely there's an appeal. Quattrone came out of the courthouse today after the sentencing. He said, I can hold my head high because I know I'm innocent and I know I never intended to obstruct justice. It's now time to focus on the appeal. For now, he's going to be going to federal prison. The lawyers argued today to Judge Owen that Quattrone shouldn't go to prison right away, that he should be free on bail pending his appeal. The judge said he couldn't really do that, so he sentenced him to Lompoc Federal Prison Camp in California. He has to report within 50 days.
Thanks, Jim.
You're welcome.
NPR's Jim Zaroli in New York.